This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. Jill is from Dorchester. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Jill wants to give a dog walker shout out to her husband's company, The Modern Dog.
All right.
Yes, all your pet grooming and walking needs.
Yes. What a good wifey you are.
Mm. Will he clean a litter box?
The Modern Dog.
Modern Dog Boston, Dorchester.
Let's get it.
I love it.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jill?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Jill. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. She has now stepped into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Again, you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,551 wins, only 216 losses. Question number one, reality TV personality and former Danity Kane member Aubrey O'Day turning 35 today. Which Jersey Shore cast member was she formerly in a relationship with?
Oh, goodness. Vinny?
Question number two. The song Tequila, that we love to play here at Mix 104.1, won for Best Country Duo Group Performance. Who sings Tequila?
Uh-oh.
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 They had a really good performance last night, too.
Childish Gambino.
Casey Musgraves?
Okay.
No, bad.
My wife called them Taylor and Dane.
Like, close. So like, close.
No, yeah. That's not them. Question number three. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist at the Grammys. What is her hit song that broke her out into the mainstream that actually peaked top 10 on the charts last year? Okay.
Music not the forte of the probably, dog walking company.
Probably doing it the morning after the Grammys is not the best move.
Yes.
Okay, question number four. On this date in 2006, Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot and wounded his friend during a weekend quail hunting trip in Texas.
So it's not about the Grammys.
Whoops.
Who just played Dick Cheney in the Oscar-nominated film Vice?
It's about a different award show.
Okay.
Nope.
Chill.
Question number five. Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn retired after winning a bronze medal at the Alpine World Ski Championships in Sweden. Which athlete did she date from 2013 to 2015?
Tiger Woods.
Oh,
hey.
There we go.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
We're on the board.
We're on the board.
Oh, bad.
Oh, that's all right.
Not great. I'm not going to say bad, just not great.
Kennedy, Jill from Dorchester,
yep.
Whose husband has a dog walking company called The Modern Dog.
There you go.
Got one out of five.
Oh.
Sooch. Maybe we should call it a pooch.
Oh, wow.
By the way, that is...
Now you got one wrong.
You know, that is four sooches in a row.
That is four.
If you're keeping track at home. Four sooches in a row. Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't watch the Grammys or catch movies or watch TV.
Would
you leave her alone?
Question number one. Reality TV personality and former Danity Kane member Aubrey O'Day turning 35 today, Kennedy. Which Jersey Shore cast member was she formerly in a relationship with?
Pauly D.
That is correct. Pauly D.
Showstopper.
The song Tequila won for Best Country Duo Group Performance at the Grammys. Who sings Tequila?
Dan and Shay.
2-0. Question number three. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist at the Grammys. What is her hit song that broke her into the mainstream? It peaked in the top 10 on the charts last year.
New Rules. Boom. I got him.
Boom.
3-0. Question number four. On this date in 2006, Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot and wounded his friend during a weekend quail hunting trip in Texas.
That's an MB.
Sorry.
Was it really an accident, though?
What?
Who just played Cheney in the Oscar-nominated film Vice?
Christian Bale.
4-0. Question number 5. Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn retired after winning a bronze medal at the Alpine World Ski Championships in Sweden this past weekend. Which athlete did she date from March 2000?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
That is yes.
It happens to the best of us. So
you're considering yourself the best of you?
No, I meant her. You know, that she... I meant it in a much more complimentary fashion than it might have said. I apologize.
And if you're looking for a dog walker in the Jamaica Plain area...
Let's make it better.
The modern dog. Is it Jamaica Plain or Dorchester?
Dorchester.
My apologies.
Dirty dog, Carmen. Come on.
My apologies. All right.
They're expanding soon to Jamaica Plain.
Okay. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Santana with the Doobie Brothers on August 20th at the Xfinity.
The Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
You always have to say it like that, right?
Doobie.
I don't believe so.
Jill, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Jill. I'm from Dorchester. I can't be.
Don't be
Kennedy.
Sad.
Yes.
Which doobie you be?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yep. Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Jackie is from Hanson. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing good. So Jackie drives a school bus.
Bless your heart.
And she forces the kids on the school bus to listen to our show.
Amazing.
They love it.
Do they still sing annoying songs on a bus?
Or do they sing just Can't Be Kennedy?
That too.
They do sing that. They do. It's
you mean like Africa from Toto?
Jackie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. The rain's down.
Yeah. Jimmy, your turn. Sally, take it away.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy has now stepped over into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 2,552 wins, only 216 losses, and we're on kind of a sooch run lately. We've had 4 sooches in a row, which is if you only get one right. You ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. Starbucks has brought back their cherry mocha drink in honor of Valentine's Day. Which city did Starbucks originate in?
San Francisco.
Question number 2. Steve Harvey will be on Kimmel tonight. Which game show is he known for hosting?
I don't know.
Okay. Question number 3. Taylor Swift's ex, Tom Hiddleston, turned 38 over the weekend. Who does he play in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, no. I don't know that one either.
Question number 4.
I thought this was going to be a lot harder than it apparently is.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers performed with Post Malone at the Grammys. They did the song Dark Necessities. Who is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, my God. I'm awful.
Question number 5. Jennifer Aniston turns 50 today. Which of the 6 main cast members of the Friends is the oldest?
Phoebe.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I can't. I can't.
I don't even know how that works.
I can't.
I am here for it.
I don't even know how that works.
This is amazing.
I don't either.
I don't know what I've done to deserve this. Thank you.
Just weird.
Thank you.
Did it really happen?
Thank you. I am living my best life.
You really are.
This is bonkers.
Oh, Jackie got 1 out of 5.
Carson's going to cry.
Oh, no.
I mean, I saw The Greatest Showman and now this?
Yes, because they're very similar.
2019 is your year.
Oh, what a week. Kennedy, these are difficult questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number 1. Starbucks has brought back their cherry mocha drink in honor of Valentine's Day. Which city did Starbucks originate in?
Seattle. Been there to that original Starbucks.
Have ya?
1-0. Question number 2. Steve Harvey will be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Which game show is he known for hosting?
Family Feud.
2-1. Or 2-0. Question number 3. Taylor Swift's ex, Tom Hiddleston, turned 38 over the weekend. Who does he play in the Marvel Universe?
Loki.
3-0. Question number 4. Chili Peppers performed with Post Malone at the Grammys. They did the song Dark Necessities. Who is the lead singer of the Chili Peppers?
Anthony Kiedis.
He is still in great shape. He took off that shirt. I was like, whoa.
Oh, dead bod.
He's on swole. It's like Adam Levine. 4-0, question number 5. Jennifer Aniston, turning 50 today. Which of the 6 main cast members of Friends is the oldest?
Lisa Kudrow.
That is correct. She's 55 years old.
Woo! I don't know what to say.
5-6 is the final score. I'm sorry, Jackie, you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Train with the Goo Goo Dolls on August 17th at the X.
Thank you. I love the way you said that.
You enjoyed it. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie from Hanson. I can't beat Kennedy.
And I'm not happy about it.
I got to drop off some kids.
Jeez.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
No, I was alone all the time.
You need to ruin a bit with your childhood trauma.
You can't beat Kennedy.
I was eating LaMenus out of the microwave.
You can't beat her.
My mom at the dinner table with a wooden spoon.
Ice cubes again. Yeah, wooden spoons were what my mom came with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in the mom holster.
Oh, no. That's seriously. Grab a spoon and you run.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by good friends at Cumberland Farm. Stephanie's from Sudbury. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
So Stephanie works at Boston Children's as a genetic counselor. Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, you got it.
That's awesome.
Are you going to be there for Radiothon?
Yeah, I was. I've been there for multiple years volunteering with you guys.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. It's coming up in the middle of March. What is it, the 15th, Kennedy?
The 15th.
Mm-hmm. March 15th.
Be there.
Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon. All right, why don't you go ahead, Stephanie, and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
All right, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy is now walking into the soundproof studio where she can't hear anything that is happening. She's got 2,553 wins, 216 losses. Again, you tie, you lose, okay?
All right.
Question number 1. Zac Efron has revealed that he went under the knife following a recent snowboarding injury.
No.
He tore his ACL shredding the gnar.
Gotta shred that gnar,
man. Oh,
man. It's a lifestyle, bro.
Who did he star alongside in the 2017 Baywatch movie?
Oh, jeez. I don't know, so I'm going to say Pam Anderson.
Question number 2. Ariana Grande won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. She just released a brand new album last week, which is titled after her lead single. What is that called?
Is it Thank You Next?
Question number 3. Childish Gambino's This Is America took home both Record and Song of the Year, though Donald Glover was nowhere to be seen. Dan said he just watched him in Solo, a Star Wars Story on Netflix last night. So that's why you're getting this next question. Who so did
that's,
he...
That's where he was. He was on Dan's TV.
Right. Who did he play in that movie?
I don't know. I think I might be helping you guys with another suit.
Yeah, I think you are.
Question number 4.
Love it, girl.
Chris Pratt's animated adventure, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, is number 1 in North America this weekend, earning $34 million. Which Massachusetts-born actress voices Wildstyle in the franchise?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
And question number 5. Some Warner Brothers executives are looking at Robert Pattinson to replace Ben Affleck as Batman.
What? No, please, stop.
We don't need a vampire as a Batman.
What was his character's full name in the franchise Twilight?
Oh, I did not watch that.
Yeah! Let's go!
The dream has been fulfilled.
Let's go!
I can't. It couldn't possibly have. I don't believe you.
It happened.
Kennedy. Stephanie got 1 out of 5.
Come on, you guys.
Suits!
Are you guys doing this on purpose?
Suits!
That is the 5th suits in a row, if you're keeping track.
Sixth.
6th suits in a row. That is 2 days straight of sooches.
If we go tomorrow, we pitched a perfect game.
By the way, if you don't know what a sooch is, there was a guy a very, very long time ago who only got 1 out of 5 and his name was Sooch, and we loved
it. Random.
So we just started calling it a sooch. Kennedy, these are pretty difficult questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't even want to continue on with the rest of the game. I don't even care at this point.
And on a high note.
Question number 1. Zac Efron has revealed that he underwent the knife following a recent snowboarding injury, saying, I tore my ACL shredding the gnar.
I just hate the way Carson says it. Shredding the gnar.
Who did he star alongside in the 2017 Baywatch movie?
The Rock.
The Rock. 1-0. Question number 2.
Let's go NSYNC.
Ariana Grande won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. She just released a brand new album last week, which is titled after its lead song. What is that?
Thank you, next.
Ooh. 2-1. Ooh, question number 3. Childish Gambino's This Is America took home both Record and Song of the Year, though Donald Glover nowhere to be found. Dan said he just watched him in Solo, a Star Wars Story on Netflix, so this is where this next question comes from. Who does he play in that film?
Lando Calrissian. Got a lot of nerves showing up around here.
3-1. Question number 4. Chris Pratt's animated adventure, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, is the number one movie in North America. It brought in $34 million. Which Massachusetts-born actress voices Wildstyle?
Elizabeth Banks.
Yes, Lucy, that is correct. 4-1. Question number 5. Some Warner Brothers executives are looking at Robert Pattinson to replace Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Garbage.
What was the character's first and last name in the Twilight franchise?
Edward Cullen.
Boom.
Woo, that's a perfect day for Kennedy. That is a perfect day for Kennedy.
More importantly. More importantly. Double perfect sooch.
Double perfect sooch. Forget you and your five, right?
No.
No, put your hands up.
But I put my hands up, and they stay there.
And they say sooch. Stephanie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of passes into the Mix Lounge with Matt Nathanson February 18th. It is powered by Arbella Insurance here for New England, here for good. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. I love Matt Nathanson. Thank you so much.
Well, we love you. We like you listening to the show, and we love your sooch.
Yep.
Your soochiness is amazing.
It just brought Carson the most joy that he's had in at least
honestly.
A week.
Yes.
Weird.
Will you, you got something to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I do. I'm Stephanie from Sudbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.